It really has remained steadily slow is the best way I know how to explain it. The demand hasn't picked up, but we have been holding clinics, and we have had some folks opting to come and be vaccinated, which is really, really good for our numbers and good for our community. We're at 11,431 doses administered. 5,540 have been fully vaccinated, which is a 35.51% of our population is fully vaccinated in Mercer County. Almost 75% of the 65 plus is fully vaccinated, and we're up with the 18 to 64 to 34.29. So we are seeing just a steady increase, and you know, slow and go wins the race, and we'll just continue to offer and make available the vaccine to anybody in Mercer County that wants it.
And then as far as positivity rates, what do those latest numbers look like?
We have actually dropped, which has been good. We have a test positivity rate of 8.2%, which is down from 11.5, which was 7 days prior, which is good. We're still the highest positivity rate in the region, but improving. But so far in May, we've had 46 positive cases. And in talking with my team yesterday, some of the folks that we've seen be the most ill in the hospital it has proven to be true that these are folks that were not vaccinated. So, you know, we've been just kind of watching that just to see what we're experiencing here. I did visit with somebody from the state yesterday, and she says, you guys are always, you will be fine, and then all of a sudden you'll pop up when everybody else in the state, it seems, pops and then goes down. So we're kind of the opposite of what the state has been doing. And I said, that has been our whole experience through COVID. We didn't have a lot of positives in the beginning. And then, you know, we saw our high month in November. So we anticipate we're going to go down in those positivities as time. That's our hope as time goes on and more people get vaccinated and that kind of thing. So that's the state trend that they've been seeing, is that the positivity rate has been going down.